is concerned, but I can't make it without him, children. I gotta have him day by day, and I don't want this to sound bad. I guess maybe I'm needy, Trevor, as far as the Spirit of the Lord's concerned, and I just like to feel him. That's the only way I know how to say it. I know it's not all about feelings. I understand that. Man's got to live by faith and walk by faith, and I completely understand that. But I'm thankful that I have something I can feel, that the Lord stirs in her heart and gives us understanding and guidance and leadership from out of His Word. We're going to pick up the reading here tonight, Lord willing, in chapter number 18. I believe we read all of chapter number 17 on the last occasion. Don't know that we were able to go verse by verse. I guess we proved that this morning. I felt like maybe I'd read a whole lot of the chapter there, chapter number 8. And I believe Justin told me I just read 3 verses, and I was going to read 40 verses. And while the Lord knows what needs to be done and how it needs to be done, just try to follow His leadership. Lord willing, we'll read chapter number 18 here. I believe I'll try to read the whole chapter, and I'll not make you no promises about how much of it we'll get to preach out. I'll try to read the whole chapter. If I have to stop some words, I will just stop some words. You pray for us tonight, the Lord would help us. Chapter number 18, the book of Revelation, the Bible says, "And after these things I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit in a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double, according to her works, and the cup which she hath filled to her double. How much she hath glorified herself, and lived deliciously. So much torment and sorrow give her, for she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord who judges her. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city. For in one hour is thy judgment come, and the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise any more, the merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones, and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and fine wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass, and iron, and marble, and cinnamon, and odors, and ointments, and frankincense, and wine, and oil, and fine flour, and wheat, and beasts, and sheep, and horses, and chariots, and slaves, and souls of men. And the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, and saying, Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in one hour so great riches is come to naught, and every shipmaster and all the company and ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea, by reason of her costliness, for in one hour she is made desolate. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down, and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee, and no craftsman, whosoever whatsoever craft he be, shall be found any more in thee, and the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee, and the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived, and in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints, and of all that were slain upon the earth. I know we've already prayed here one time this evening, but I ask you if you would, just for a moment, go with us to the Lord in prayer that He might be our helper. Pray with me if you will. My Lord and my God, we come to you again tonight, and we thank you and we praise you and we bless your name, God, for this good day, Lord, that you've blessed us with. And God, Lord, for the power, God, Lord, and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost, God, that you've let us feel and see and witness. And God, in the hours of this day, Lord, we surely, surely, God, don't want to take it for granted. God, surely, surely, God, don't want to, Lord, look at it, God, at naught. But I know, God, that it's by your hand and by your work, by your mercy, God, that we have what we have today. Lord, we praise you and we bless your name for the reading. God, I've done that I feel like mankind, God, can do as far as reading of the Scripture. Have the feebleness, God, of my flesh. God, I pray according to that will. Help us, God, Lord, and do that, God, that only you can. In the name of Jesus, we ask these things. Amen and amen. You pray for us tonight that the Lord would help us according, amen, to His will. Amen. Give us guidance and leadership. How to say everything He'd have us to say. Certainly no more. I'm no less than what He'd say. Now, I'll just be honest with you. Amen. Whenever, amen, we was coming to church this evening and a driving and coming this way, amen, and maybe, I don't know, I guess probably the only person I'd kind of talk to about this be Trevor, amen. Maybe nobody else really knows what I'm talking about, but I'm on the inside, amen. I kind of had my heart set and felt like maybe I wouldn't have all that much to say, amen. Adam kind of felt like the Lord would maybe just kind of just let us, amen, read the scripture, come to it, amen. I didn't know what would happen. Amen. As far as things was concerned, thought maybe Trevor had just have read the scripture, amen. But the longer we've been here, thank God, and the more, amen, on the inside, thank God, that wheel inside, that wheel, amen, has been a turning in there. And you pray, amen, while I read, have the scriptures here tonight, the Lord begin to kind of maybe give us utterance of things I've read on. Now don't get, amen, offended when the preacher says this, amen, but sometimes maybe some people, amen, they'll look at the preacher, maybe, amen, I won't just say in general at the preacher, but they'll look at me, amen, in particular, Levi, and I'm persuaded, amen, that a lot of people, amen, sometimes has got their mind made up, amen, that the preacher already knows, amen, or maybe already has understanding about everything, amen, that's in this book, and he's going to share it before we ever get to the place that we're going to share it. Amen. Now, don't get hurt at me when I say this, but if it was like that, amen, Curtis, it wouldn't take me long, brother. I'd get bored with it, amen. If I already had it all figured out, brother. Amen. My wife, you pray, amen. I'm a feeling preaching, thank God. And then on the inside of my soul, hallelujah. Amen. My wife will tell you I'm a nerd. I like to read, and part of what keeps me motivated with life, brother, is to know, amen, there's something else out there that I don't know, that I ain't got figured out. Amen. I'm glad this
this book right here, brother. It's a well, amen. It's a whole lot more hallelujah. I've been grateful, amen, thank God, for the times, amen, He's let me, amen, turn the handle on it, Levi, and draw some water up out. Hallelujah. Help me, Lord, amen. I'll just preach to you. Now, that'd be all right. Amen. Thank God forevermore. Amen. Back whenever I was where He is now. And knowing, thank God, that revival that was out there in the future, brother. Amen. It come time for me to preach. Amen. Before that revival started, I'd get plumb nervous, Trevor. And I'm thinking, well, dear God, I'm going to preach it all out now. And I won't have nothing left up or down the road, thank God. But brother, that's been, amen, that's been a whole lot of years ago, hallelujah. And you know what I found out? Amen, thank God, the well evidently is a whole lot deeper than people like to think it is. You know what you got to do when you get done, brother? Just run the basket. Just run the bucket back down in the well, hallelujah. He's got enough in there to fill her back up again. Amen. Thank God forevermore. I read this scripture here tonight. Amen. Chapter number 18. And I even the last time I tried the best I could to lay out chapter 17 about that harlot, about that mystery, a great Babylon, her being the world, and a type and a representation of the world, thank God. And we find here in the scripture, brother, amen, just like God said it would. It ain't going to last forever. It ain't going to stand out there forever. It's a coming a day at a while. Amen. To thank God, judgment is a coming. And it's going to come in such an hour as mankind thinks not. But I'm persuaded, hallelujah. Amen. Bless His name. Ain't a whole lot of church people too, brother, that's a sitting around and a wandering and a worrying. I believe maybe I've covered this, some of you pray. I'm going to preach tonight, thank God. Amen. If I can't speak at all tomorrow, it'll be well worth it, thank God. I believe I've covered this already. At some point in time, thank God, that people, amen, are sitting around and they look at this book of Revelation and they're worried to death, Adam Fox. Amen. I'm trying to figure out what this symbol means and what that symbol means, Levi. Amen. They've wrote thousands and thousands of pages of books. Amen to God. And brother, amen, they filled literature. Amen. They'll watch the news. They'll read the newspaper. And everybody just sits and frets and worries and rolls their hands. But brother, a child of God, oh, not how. Amen. That worry and that fear about what I read to you tonight, brother. You say, why? Because the Bible tells the church, it tells God's people. He said to come out of her. Amen. Don't be a part of her. So that you might escape the plagues and it's going to fall on her. Ain't some bad stuff, brother, in this book, hallelujah. And it's going to happen to the world. But brother, it ain't gonna happen. Amen to me. Amen. And thank God, it ain't gonna happen to none of you if you've been born again and bought by the blood of Jesus. Help us, Lord. Amen. I tried to lay it out the best I could over the weeks that we've been a studying and I'm preaching about this chapter, or about this book, Revelation. Amen. These things in that book is, amen, already happened in the past. These things in that book happened, thank God, in John's time. And it's happening now in this time. And there's things in that book, it'll be, amen, for tomorrow, the next day, or some other time on down the line. Amen. Amen. And thank God I tried to lay it out, amen, that these things that are wrote here in the book, some of them, thank God, that the Lord points His finger, amen, just like He did over yonder. Amen. In Egypt's land when the children of Israel was down there and God come by the hand of Moses to send deliverance. deliverance. Hey, there was some of them things, brother, hey, that the land of Goshen was exempt from. Hey, amen. God's people had never had to deal with some of that stuff. Hey, they come on Pharaoh's house. Hey, and then there was some of them things that they did have to suffer. Hey, I've tried to lay it out that there's some things that the church will have to experience. Hey, amen. The tribulation, as that crowd calls it, is nothing more than just everyday living. The church will have to suffer. He'll have to go through some things. This is a warfare, brother. The devil is our enemy. He's out there, thank God. And he ain't playing tiddlywinks, brother. He ain't a playing Monopoly. He's a playing, amen, for life and for death, brother. And he'll come against the church. Amen to God. Don't get mad at me when I say this. But whenever I was a lost man, amen to God, I never felt like the devil bothered me. I never even felt like Levi, that my flesh bothered me. I just did what I wanted to. If I wanted to get drunk, I did it. I might feel bad about it the next day because I had a headache or something. But I didn't feel bad enough to quit it and to stop it. I'd go right back to it. You reckon old? The devil didn't have to fight me over that. He never had to trouble me over that. And a lot of times we get hard up, brother, because the devil's rattling our cage. He'll fight with us. Amen. We'll get upset, maybe, because the devil's trying to hurt the church. Amen, brother. And I want to make you want to shout, amen. You say, why? Because if he's coming against you, and he's coming against the church, that means we got something that he wants. Hallelujah. That means we got something that he desires. I feel good tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. I tried to lay it out that the church, amen, will have to face him. Amen. Troubles and trials will have to go through. Amen. What this carnal crowd, amen, wants to call the tribulation. Amen. But in one place I read to you here in the scriptures. Amen. Back over here, I believe it was in chapter number 7, chapter number 14. Amen. John sees that great big host. Amen. Innumerable, he says. Amen. Clothed in white garments. Amen. He looks at the Lord, or the angel of the Lord, and he says, who are these? And the angel said, these are they that came out of much tribulation. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen. So the church will have to suffer some of them things. Say amen, brother. But thank God there's another side. Amen. The judgment of God. Amen. Don't get hurt at the preacher whenever I say this. Amen. But thank God whether the world wants to believe it, whether a bunch of Baptists want to believe it, whether or not a bunch of church people, free wills, or whatever it may be, want to be. Brother, judgment is a coming. One day after a while, amen. And mankind's going to give an account for the deeds done in the body. Say amen. And the world's going to fall, brother. And judgment's going to come. And just like it comes on the lost, it would come to you. And it would come to me if it were not for the grace of God and the mercy of Jesus. Amen, brother. Don't you get mad at me when I say this. I preached it out a little while this morning. I believe and told you, and maybe Trevor, some of the things. Amen. I guess two things maybe that I'm not guilty of. Amen. I ain't never killed nobody natural, but I did kill Jesus spiritual. And I ain't never, amen, put hands on somebody, amen, to force them to be with me in an intimate way, amen. But brother, if it comes right down to it, if I got what I deserve, children, I'd get the judge the full come. And the judgment of the wrath of God. Amen. And the Bible says here. And I come. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You pray. Amen. The Lord's appointed in my cup tonight. Amen. While we're standing here. Amen. Thank God. Let me make sure I got, hallelujah, I got it wrong tonight. Amen. Bless His name. Amen. There's a bunch of crowd running around out there. And trying their best to say, amen, I've got this all wrong. Amen. I've got, amen, the whole thing. I've been a preaching. And a teaching's been wrong. Amen. They've got her laid up, brother. Amen. That my timeline's messed up. Amen. Thank God. And that the church ain't in there, brother. Amen. From chapter about number 4. You get back over there to chapter number 20. Chapter number 21. But if that be the case, thank God. Let me look right here. Amen. I'm in chapter number 18 tonight, Trevor. I'm not in chapter number 4. And I'm not in chapter number, amen, 20 or 21. Amen. But chapter number 18. And in verse number 4. And the Bible says that John said, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people. Amen. That ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plague. If the church ain't in there, brother, you tell me who it is that the voices are talking to and are saying, my people, come out from amongst the world and be ye separate. Here's a talking to the church, brother. Here's a talking to God's people. And I'm saying, you got to keep yourself unspotted from the world. Amen. It may not be a helping. Amen. Nobody else, but thank God. It surely is a helping me tonight. Help me, Lord. I'd say all these things the right way. Amen. Leave that. Amen. Way back on to whenever I was a lost man. Amen. It's a shameful thing for me to tell you this. Amen. But everything I was doing just I knew was wrong. I couldn't look at a soul, Levi, and say, well, I didn't know no better than that. Because I did, amen. Amen, from the time I'd been a... Amen, thank God that little fella is back yonder tonight. Amen, listen, Shelby, you're carrying him in. Amen, let me just take it aside for just a minute, amen. And some of you mamas and whatnot in here, daddies, thank the Lord, have mercy. Ain't no need for me to even take them. Amen, I don't get nothing out of it. They don't get nothing out of it. Amen, you keep them bringing them, thank the Lord. Because the preacher gets a whole lot out of seeing them serving you. Amen, and whether you realize it or not, down on the inside of their heart, they may be a driving you slap crazy. But the Lord is a... Amen, brother. He's got a 50-pound bag of that Kentucky Bluegrass Fescue. He's a dropping it. He's a dropping it in their hearts tonight. Amen to God. And one day out of a while, when it gets some good rain, that stuff will begin to spring forth. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Amen. There'll be repentance. And wow, hallelujah. That devil's a liar. Don't you let him convince you that it ain't doing no good for you to be here and him babies to be here. Amen, it does. From the time I was a little feller. Amen, drug everywhere. Amen, the church. Singings and whatnot. All this bunch of stuff. Preaching. I'd look at the ceiling. I'd look at the floor. Everything else, son. Songbook, whatever it is. I could do. Amen. I didn't have maybe some of the modern conveniences of distraction that some children have today. Amen. Couldn't take no stuff to church or nothing like that. Amen. It's just, you go see it. Amen. My mind would wander way out yonder. I'd be thinking about coon hunting or chasing a squirrel. Just tell you right, I would, brother. Amen to God. Amen. But as time wore on, amen. Oh, amen, my other preaching, amen. That old man of God would get up, he'd preach. I'm Levi, amen. His face had turned bright red. And amen, there wasn't enough squirrels or deer or bear or turkeys or anything for me to get my mind on. Amen, thank the Lord. And brother, amen, it was a pounding in my heart. And a pounding, come on with me. And a pounding in my chest. Amen to God. So there's a purpose and a reason. Amen, for being there all them times. And then maybe somebody thinks wasted. Let me preach, thank the Lord. All them times, maybe. And then somebody thinks, well, amen, we must just not put the effort into it today. Amen, thank God. Keep it coming, youngins. Keep it digging in there, thank God. Amen, hallelujah. If you ain't here, brother, then they ain't here, thank God. And if they ain't here, amen, God forbid that the seed, they would... Amen. God forbid that the seed that would have come that morning that evening be the very seed that God would have used to bring repentance into their heart. Amen. Thank God. Keep us struggling. Keep us striving at it. He'll be worth it out of a while. Couldn't say I didn't know no better because I did. Amen. All that sin, all that foolishness that I was doing. I know it was wrong, Trevor. Hey, man, whether you want to agree with me or that crowd on the radio wants to agree with me, if I know it was wrong, baby, and I was doing it anyway, then that means I was doing it deliberately. Come on with me. That means I was doing it, amen, willingly knowing that what I was doing was wrong. Help me, Lord Jesus. So I know them things was wrong, Trevor. And as I said, now don't get mad at the preacher. I'm not trying to be carnal or nothing like that. Amen, but there'd be times, God forbid, Trevor, I would, amen, I'd get drunk. Or Curtis, maybe I'd go out and I'd smoke somebody. I have no business smoking. Amen, and I would feel bad about it. To the point of, in my mind, I would make my mind up just and I'd say, I ain't going to do that no more. I'm going to stop that. I'm going to do better. Amen. Anybody else been there besides the preacher? Amen. Me and, because I know it was wrong, Josh. And I'd say, I ain't going to do this no more. I'm going to stop. Amen to God. Amen. And maybe I believe best I can remember, amen, one time I think maybe I went without drinking anything about 17 days. And on the 18th day, I was somewhere and somebody standing there. And amen, I'd done good for all them 17 days. I had told anybody that asked me about it to try to give me one. No, I don't want one. I ain't drinking no more. I'm trying to do better. Amen. Right. And on that 18th day, somebody said, here, you want to? And amen. I said, yes, and drunk it just like that. And everything that I'd done for him 17 days, amen, I was gone, wasted, blowed away, puff of wind. Amen to God, brother. And when I got done, Levi, the next day, I remember the very next morning, I sat there, Trevor, and in my mind, I said this to myself, why did you do that? Yeah. Amen. You ain't never been there. Yeah. I said, why? You didn't even want to. Yeah. Amen to God. Help me, Lord, to preach to you tonight. Amen. And the Bible says here plainly in the Scriptures, amen, for the church, for God's people, to come out from among the world and be a separate person, be a separate people so you don't be partakers of their sins and of their plagues. Amen. But I tried to come out by myself. And I could not do it. Amen. The good that I would do, I did it not. And that that I would not, I found myself a doing. And just like Paul, I'd say, oh, wretched man that I am.
Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. But one Sunday morning, head down on the side of Cane River, I found the remedy, brother. I found a hiding place, thank God. Amen, brother. I found some, amen, don't get mad at me. Amen, it seemed like, thank God, that I wanted to do what was right now, David. I'd turn to this hand and they're wrong with me. When I wanted to do right, I'd turn to this hand and they're wrong with me, brother. But that Sunday morning, when I fell into Jesus, brother, when the Lord, amen, thank God, hallelujah. Oh, Moses, thank God said, Lord, let me see your glory. Yeah. He said, Lord, show me your glory. And the Lord said, no man can see me and live. He said, but there is a place by me. Yeah. He said, where I'll stand you upon a rock. Yeah. And you can hide in a cliff of the rock. Yeah. And he said, I'll pass by you. He said, and when I do, I'll put my hand over, amen, the mouth of the cave. Yeah. And when I get by you where you can handle it, and where you can stand it, he said, I'll take my hand down and I'll let you see my hinder parts. When Moses come down off the mountain, brother, and the Bible said his face shined and that his visage had been changed. He found a hiding place, brother. Amen. Thank God that Sunday morning I got inside them. I got inside them scars in his hands and in his feet. And he took me in there in this room. And while I was a praying that Sunday morning, he walked by me and he let me see something that day. Glory, hallelujah, that I've never seen before. And you know what he did? He changed my image. Well, I don't drink the same. I don't talk the same. I don't walk the same. He made a different man out of me. Now I'm going to preach plain to you, because the Lord sent for me to. Is that not what Moses seen? See, man? That's what Moses seen. Go a little further in Moses' life. The Lord says, smite the rock. Moses smashed the rock. Go a little further in Moses' life. And the Lord says, speak to the rock. And instead of speaking to the rock, Moses smashed the rock. And the Lord said, because of this, you'll not see the promised land. You'll not look over. Amen. You'll not get to walk into it. All you'll get to do is just look at it. You'll get to look, but you'll never get to touch it. Come on with me. Brother, I can say amen tonight. Praise God, I don't live under the law. Amen. Let me tell you something, amen. It's going to be all right, buddy. When it comes time for revival, you just drop the hammer and let it roll. Amen. I feel it tonight. Amen. Amen. You just can't see it. Amen. But when I look at him, amen. Amen. Thank God I see. Thank the Lord. Amen. I see the captain of the host tonight standing behind him. Amen. Just a twirl of that sword around. Amen. You may be worried to death, brother. But the Lord's got it under control. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. When the time comes, he ain't going to be the one doing the fighting. Thank the Lord. Amen. Rest easy, sister. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Amen. Thank God the Lord's standing by. And when the time comes, the Lord will do the word. Hallelujah. But we don't live under the law. We live under grace. No, no, no. Ask nobody to raise their hand. I'll just use me for an example. There's been times the Lord said, smite the rock, and I smote the rock. But there's been other times, Curtis, that the Lord said, speak to it. And I smote it instead of speaking to it. Let me get where you can see me. Maybe I'm the only one being guilty of that. When the Lord said, do this, but I did that instead. Amen. Under the law, you know what the Lord would be justified in doing? You can look, but you can't touch. Amen. Hallelujah. But that thank God to the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, brother. Amen. He knows our frame, thank God, and that we are but dust. Hallelujah. And thank God, amen, He knows what we're capable of. He knows what we can handle. And I'm glad there's grace, brother, that when you do see it, you have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And there's a hiding place for the people of God. Let me read this to you. What verse was that? That was verse number 4. Youngins, we ain't never going to get done. Yes, we will. There's coming a day after a while. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll be down there, Adam. Whether, amen, we've got her all preached out or not, when the Lord says you can lay it on the shelf, thank God. We'll be done then, praise the Lord. It won't matter after that, brother. Them, thank God, that's been redeemed will be a shout to have. Shout the hallelujahs of the Lord, and them that say, we won't know anything about it. He'll wipe the tears away, and it'll be glory forever. Let me read this to you. Now, did I not compare Babylon to being the world? And we've talked about the serpent, the devil. Amen. We've talked about the beast and the false prophet. Now let me read this to you about Babylon, about the world. This is verse number 2. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Now don't get mad at me whenever the Lord knows I'm not throwing this at anything. I'm just trying to use it as an example. But you can't even hardly anymore say hello to somebody, lest they just come back at you to bite your head from off. I've been places and all it is that I try to do would be say, how's your day going? And amen, them just chew me up one side and down the other and spit me right out. Amen, because they even spoke to them to begin with. Come on with me. Amen, can you not say, amen, that on the other side of them walls out yonder, amen, that it's become a place, amen, of ever hateful bird. Every unclean spirit, don't get mad at me. God help me and give me grace to say this right. Amen. But I don't ever remember my mother and daddy. Amen. Whenever I was a young boy, having to come by and ask me what it was I was watching on TV. They never had to stand over me and say, what are you reading? What are you looking at? What are you seeing there? Amen. Amen to God. Amen. But I fret and worry. Amen. Driving through town, amen, just to go, amen, to the grocery store. Sometimes I wish I could just reach back there. Amen, and cover up my youngest's eyes. Amen, there's been times I've had to say, Titus, don't look over here. Just turn your head back. Cora, don't look over here. Just turn your head back this way. Amen, brother, out there. It's a waxing worse and worse and worse. Say amen to God. Amen. But on the inside, children, it ought not be a waxing worse and worse. It ought be getting sweeter and sweeter. As the day you say, why, preacher? He said, when you see all these sounds come to pass, he said, lift up your head, for your redemption is a drawing nigh. I don't want nobody to go to hell. God help me do everything I can to pull them out of there. Amen. But after a while, youngest, it's their choice what they do with their lives.
That's right. Yeah.
I said all that to say this. I'm glad I got a good hiding place, Levi. People drive by the road out there and look maybe at it. Help me, Lord. I wish Tommy was here tonight. He joked around with me one time. Maybe he'll hear this later on. He joked around with me one time whenever we was having a real good meeting and the Lord was moving and stirring. Tommy said he was feeling the Lord back there as strong as he'd ever felt him in his life. He said he looked at me while I was up there preaching, and he said the thought come to his mind. He said, Lee is a wasting his life in this little old church. He said he could preach in any big old church he wanted to. Amen. Got an education and all this kind of stuff. He could be anywhere that he wanted to be. Well, let me tell you tonight, children, I'm where I want to be. Well, bless his name. Hey, but I'd rather be with the people of God. I'd rather suffer affliction with the people of God than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Hallelujah. After a while, amen. All that's going to burn up. Glory be the name of God. I don't reckon I've wasted nothing but maybe a little bit of sleep. It's been worth every bit of it. Hallelujah. Maybe it ain't like it for you. Maybe you don't look at the world and think, do I even belong here? That's how it is for me sometimes. I look around and I think, Lord, this is not my home, amen. And folks may drive by out there and look at the little old white church and think, well, ain't much to that place. But if you ever get on the inside, I'm feeling good tonight, Trevor. Lord's in me. I'd pretty tired, amen, to see them whenever I come. I was. Amen. Doesn't let me, Lord, I'd say this rightly. Amen. They've been I've prayed. I've thought about it. Amen. My voice is shot on Mondays. Amen. Most of the time. And I've got to the place where I've thought about this, man. Amen. I've prayed over it and I've talked to Faith about it as well. I said, you reckon maybe I ought to talk to them about it? Amen. That we'll have the service that we usually have on Wednesday nights. We'll start asking one of the men from the church to take that on Sunday night so that I don't have to preach both times on Sunday. Amen. We'll just preach one time on Sunday and then one of them could have the service on Sunday night. And then, amen, I'll preach on Wednesday night. Amen. But thank the Lord, I'm glad it wasn't like that tonight, brother. Amen to God. True, if I'd have missed this, Lord, I wouldn't have wanted to have woke up tomorrow, I tell you that. Amen. Bless his name. Amen. Thank God. I'm just going to preach tonight. Amen. And thank God one day I'm not going to ask him that, sweetheart. We're going to keep it like it is. Praise the Lord. Amen. You say why? I say one day after a while, man, I ain't going to be able to. Amen. Thank the Lord. There's a little old man down yonder. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. I sat in his house one Wednesday night and looked in his eyes. And I could tell, amen, if the Lord would just give him enough strength one more time, he'd give it everything he had. Praise him. It may not be like it was this morning. It may not be like it was 20 years ago. But he's better. He's better than he was. Back yonder when I started. And I don't want him to think at all that I'm trying to lay down on him. I got a hiding place tonight. Don't you? Let me read to you some more here. Don't get mad at the preacher. We talk about Babylon. Someone mentioned it to me this morning. How enticing and how subtle the world can be about trying to distract you. Get you off on the wrong path. And we find here in the scriptures that when Babylon does begin to fall, when she has fallen, people begin to mourn and weep over the riches that they'll be losing. That's what it talks about, the merchant ships and all these things. Ain't that right? Then it goes down through here. Now let me read to you. Because it says that, this is verse number 11, I believe. For no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. Amen. So it's talking about the exchanging of goods, ain't it? Ain't that what merchandise is? Buying and selling. And it lists down through here, Trevor, what the merchandise that gets exchanged by the world is. What they buy and sell and trade on. The merchandise of gold and silver, precious stones, pearls, fine linen, purple, silk, scarlet, fine wood, and all manner of vessels of ivory, and all manner of vessels of most precious wood, and of brass, and iron, and marble. Y'all hearing me? Yeah. That sounds right, don't it? That's what the world trades and buys. That's what people's at, ain't it? Yeah. Yeah. Hey, man, they want that gain. Want a house, hey, man, it's got copper, hey, man, downspouts, and copper valleys. Come on with me. Yeah. You know what I'm telling you, right? Hey, amen, want everything, amen, to be all decked out and just be, hey, amen, as fire and lovely, amen, as it can be. They'll dig in the ground. Come on with me. Don't get mad at me whenever I say this. My wife's got one on her hand, too. Hey, amen, they'll dig into the ground, into the dirt, to find, amen, a carbonized piece of coal that's been there for whatever many number of years they won't say it has been. And they'll pull that up out of the ground. Amen. They'll carve on it and give it around. They'll put it in a piece of gold. And I stick it on that woman's finger back there. Amen. As the world says, to show her how much I love her. God forbid if that's all she got from me was that little old rock. Amen. Yeah. Don't you get mad at me. Hallelujah. Hey, man, thank God that's going to burn up one day and it'll fire as well, brother. Hey, man, thank God if all I got from her, hey, man, was this little old piece of gold, thank God, that I wear, it means a great deal to me. But if all I got from her was that, that's going to melt one day and it'll fire too, amen. Amen to God. But this morning, thank God, while I was preaching, and she was back there, amen, a shouting and a praising the Lord, that ain't going to burn up, brother. Amen. That's a treasure laid up in heaven. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Amen. The world's got it all messed up about what love really is. And we're used to that, ain't we? Gold and silver, pearls, precious stones. Goes on down here and it says, and cinnamon, and odors, and ointments, and frankincense, and wine, and oil, and fine flour, and wheat, and beasts, and sheep, and horses, and chariots, and slaves. But it don't stop right there neither, amen. There's one more part left on here that says that it's the merchandise of the world. It's the merchandise of Babylon. And it says, and souls of men. You ever read that before? I can see some of you is looking at me and you're thinking, wow, preacher. Whether we choose to believe it or not, brother, that world out there, the soul that's on the inside of us that Jesus died for, all that world sees it as is just a commodity. Just something they can buy and sell and trade over, Trevor. Come on with me. Just something that they can throw away. Amen. Don't get mad whenever I say this. Praise the Lord. But you can have the best running buddies ever was. Amen. Drinking and doping and whatnot. And as soon as they find somebody that can buy them better dope or better drinking, they'll be with that crowd over there and you'll be left beside.
That's right.
Amen. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
Or if you get to the place where you can't buy no more dope, come on. Or you can't supply them the things they need, they'll trade you right out, Adam, and they'll put somebody else right in your place. Hell with me? Amen. But the darling Lamb of God, amen, thinks enough of our souls that He give His life for us, amen. Stood in the gaps that I'm dying to stand. This is what their soul means to me. Then you tell me why it is. It's so easy for us, amen, to let that world entice us to exchange our souls when Jesus give His life for it. Come on, help me, Lord. Amen, I'm not in no hurry. Don't think I am. We hear it in here sometimes. Maybe even I've been guilty of it as well. The Lord will be dealing with us, Trevor, about telling that testimony, telling about what the Lord's done for us. And then our mind will say, why? Lord, they've done heard all that before. Lord, they've got to be tired of that. Help me, Lord, I'd get this out the right way. But if the Lord can convince Trevor that he's tired of hearing that testimony, or if the devil can convince Trevor that he's tired of hearing that testimony, if his flesh can convince him that the church is tired of hearing that testimony. If the devil or the flesh can convince Josh that he's tired of, amen, hearing that testimony. And Justin and Adam and right on around through the church, one by one, little by little, we get to the place where we accept that, amen, maybe they don't want to hear our testimony. Amen, they're tired of that. That ain't something they've done heard all that before. God, help me and give me grace. I'd say yes the right way. I would to God that none of our young folks ever have to get to the place where they have to experience what you and that lady experienced. I would to God that never happens. But time and change happeneth to us all. And one day, amen, down the road, it may be one of these around here that heartache comes to their life. In their mind, they're going to sit there. And you know what the devil and the flesh is going to tell them? Just quit. Just quit. Amen, am I the only one that the flesh has ever said quit to? You can't make it, you can't do it, you can't live, you can't go on, ain't no use in trying. And all them times that testimony's come, but the Lord's let that come out of there. Amen, that we've thought, well, that ain't for nobody, everybody's done heard that. Amen, just as soon as that flesh begins to get in that mind and say, quit, give up, ain't no need to go on. Amen, on the inside, the Holy Ghost of God, we'll begin to hit the Rolodex in her heart. They'll begin to hear that man's voice again.
Yeah.
Yeah. This must not be a helping you. It's like it's helping me. Amen. Thank God. Amen. That's the reason why our testimony is supposed to be given in the house of God. It ain't just so we can be selfish and get a blessing out of it ourselves. It's so sometime down the road when I'm in the same shape you and Adam, amen, to God and the Lord comes by and reminds me, I helped Adam up out of hell. I can help you up out of it as well. Amen to God. Don't sell your soul, amen, for the commodities of this world. Help me, Lord. Let's pick up here. Let's pick up a reading. Amen. Verse number 21. The Bible says, and a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. Amen. And I studied on that, about that millstone being thrown in there. And amen, it's obvious, amen, what he's saying here, that there'll be a big splash, there'll be a big ruckus of a noise, amen. And then all of a sudden, amen, that stone's gone out of sight. No more to be remembered, no more to be seen, you know what I mean? Amen, but the Lord let me look on that just a little bit differently, Levi. Amen, you've probably all done it, amen. Maybe you haven't, I'll take that back. Maybe you ain't as weird as I am about things. Amen, but there's been times I've been down to the river, down to the lake or something like that. And you know what I'll do? I'll take me a rock or something or another. I'll pick it up and I'll throw it up just as high up in the air as I can get it. And it'll come down. It'll go out there and it'll splash into the water, Shasta. It'll make a big old splash. But what I'm interested in, amen, some little old ripples, them waves that come away from it. I'll just sit there, amen, Brother Curtis, and I'll watch them. Amen. And whenever that rock hits to begin with, amen, there's all kinds of waves and ripples coming out of there. You can just watch them go away, going towards the shore, going towards you, and I'll pick me one out, and I'll watch it, and I'll just watch it go, and watch it go, and watch it go, and watch it go. Amen, it'll reach the shore, and it'll hit, and it'll dissipate, and then I'll turn my face back toward, amen, where it was I throwed that rock. And 9 times out of 10, Levi, you know what's out there? Nothing. The waves is gone. Amen. The ripples is gone. Amen. Thank God. Let me read this to you, brother. Verse number 22, the Bible says, and the voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee. And no craftsman or whatsoever crafty be shall be found any more in thee. And the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. Amen. It seems like the world that we're living in today has got their mind made up that they don't want to hear anything about God. Don't want to hear anything about salvation or about the Lord. And if people shout something's wrong with them, they're crazy. Come on. Amen. Majority of the time, if people worship the way this church is covenanted to worship, amen, they'll look at them like they're fanatical or some kind. Something's the matter. Come on with me. Amen, but tonight I guarantee you, brother, amen, if you could ask that rich man in hell, he'd say, Lord, let me get into one more service like that. I'm just going to tell you right, brother. I preached a revival one night. Amen to God. In Virginia, amen, the Lord gave me a message. Amen, straight. Amen, straight as can be. Amen, preaching. Amen, right down the line. Not because it was me, amen, but there's young folks on the back of that church, amen, sitting back there and making jokes and pointing fingers and all these kind of things. Amen, to give the altar call. Told them the truth, brother, what God had told me to say. Amen. You better check your heart. You better clean your life. You better get right with God. Ain't got no cars in the parking lot. Oh, tonight, Lord, I pray I preached it hard enough. I pray I preached it straight enough. Ain't got no cars in the parking lot. Went to the end of the road. Amen. The church sat on the hillside. And they went to pull out the road. Amen. There's a truck come across the hill. And before they got out of sight of the parking lot, both of them lost their lives. Died right there. Had her listening to the altar call. Don't you get mad at me, amen. And there's people in hell tonight, brother. And it's a begging, Lord, please. Let me hear the preacher one more time. Lord, please. Let me hear somebody shout one more time. Lord, please. Let me feel that conviction one more time. But there'll come a time in your individual life or in the life of this world, there'll be no more shout. There'll be no more preaching. There'll be no more rejoicing. It'll just be silence. Amen. don't get mad at me. Let me preach it to you right. And a bunch of church people will read this same book of Revelation that we're reading, Curtis. And what they're more interested in is showing how smart and how intelligent they are about which symbol means this and which symbol means that. And they'll walk away from that thinking, well, I've done well. We're going to have us a spaghetti dinner. We're going to have us a hot dog supper. Preacher, why does that bother you? Because I got people that say it Sunday after Sunday. Lost as a ball in high weeds in churches, brother, where there ain't no Holy Ghost conviction. Amen. Because people in the pulpit's more interested in showing how smart they are than telling people that judgment is a coming anyway. What good does it do me to give them a spaghetti dinner and a garlic roll if tomorrow they're going to be in hell? Don't you get mad at me tonight, Jim. I know that's plain. Amen. Amen. But it says that there's going to come a time in Babylon where there won't be no harping. Won't be no pipers. Won't be no singing. Won't be no craftsmen. And all them old fanatical church people that they thought was so crazy, that rich man, I'll guarantee you, Trevor, it was times he sat up there in his house. Bible don't tell us, amen, how loud Lazarus begged. Bible said he laid at his gate daily full of sores. Moreover, the dogs come and licked on him. Amen. I don't know about none of the rest of you, but if you ever seen somebody get in that kind of physical shape, amen, they moan and they groan. Amen. And they call out and they make noise. Amen. I bet that old rich man stood up there at his house looking down, amen, thinking, God, I wish he'd just go ahead and die. Preacher, you ought not say, amen, don't get mad, but that's how your flesh has been at times too. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. God, I wish he'd shut up. Yeah. Come on with me. Yeah. Lord, I wish that, ain't there houses for people like that? Yeah. Ain't there places, amen, where they could drag him, take him to? Ain't he got no family that'll take care of him? Can't they get him off my front steps so I ain't got to hear him no more? Come on with me. But 1 second in hell. Amen to God. He said, find that old beggar. He said, that was making something that I wished was dead. He said, and let him dip. He said, let him dip the tip of his finger in water. Amen, that it might cool my tongue. He didn't care what kind of racket he was making then. He just wanted something to soothe his soul. Amen. But there was no music. There wasn't no harp. And let's get down here to verse number 23. I'm about done, I promise. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. Let me tell you what the worst thing about, amen, Babylon's fall is going to be. About the world's fall is going to be, the Bible says there'll be no more light. There'll be no more of a candle in thee. What did Jesus tell them disciples? He said, ye are the light of the world. No man lighteth a candle and hideth it under a bushel, but puts it on a candlestick. That, amen, it may shine out that all might see. Amen, there's going to come a time in Babylon when the light's going to be put out. Come on with me. Amen, help me, Lord. What is the light, preacher? Everybody else might believe, amen, they weren't too in coincidence and serendipity, but I believe everything's divinely ordered. And it, amen, I appreciate you obeying God that Sunday morning, Trevor. I'm going to say it this way, amen, for finally obeying the Lord. That Sunday morning whenever you stood up and announced your call to preach. Whether anybody else remembers it or not, amen, there's something else happened on that same day. Amen, brother. Amen, that little boy of mine. I've done my best to preach to him this morning, praise the Lord, I did. Amen, and you can believe me whatever you want to, amen. I worry about things, get carnal, probably ought not. Amen, but sometimes I get to thinking about it in this old flesh and get the word on me. Well, amen, if you get up, don't preach too hard now. Hold it back if you fall over dead with a heart attack. Who's going to preach to them? But the Lord will remind me, thank God forevermore. Amen, that the same day God brought him into the family of God, he put somebody, amen, and standing on the rock and lifted up, amen, and lifted up their voice. And I want to encourage us, thank God. Amen, it ain't over yet, brother. Amen, I believe when the Lord gets ready for it to come down to the end, he won't be calling men to preach, brother. He'll call the last and somewhere. Amen, that may be the last, and I don't know, thank God. But if it is, the Lord put somebody in the way to help our children find the path and the walk in and the guitar. That makes my soul say hallelujah. The voice of the bridegroom, who's the bridegroom? Jesus. The voice of the bride, the church. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no